All right, let's jump right in, shall we? Today, we are going all the way down to Antarctica
Oh, yeah.
to take a look at this really interesting ice shelf that's been in the news a lot recently.
The Thwaites Eastern Ice Shelf.
Exactly, the Thwaites Eastern Ice Shelf, TEESS.
Tease for short.
TEESS for short. And we're going to be looking at a 2021 paper that used satellite data
Satellite data.
to kind of see how it's been changing over the last couple of decades.
Well, last 20 years or so.
Yeah, and well, I mean, everyone's always talking about Thwaites Glacier, right? The big one that
A big one.
if it all goes,
Maybe
it's
sea level rise.
yeah, big sea level rise.
Yeah, a lot of coastal city is going to be in trouble.
Yeah. So the TEESS is kind of this like
It's a gatekeeper, right? It's
yeah, it's holding it back.
holding back a much larger glacier,
Yeah.
and the paper we're looking at is showing that it's breaking up faster
Oh, really?
than expected. Yeah.
Faster than expected. Okay. So, to really understand what's going on with the TEESS, we got to talk about.
Its sibling,
Yeah.
the Thwaites Western Ice Tongue, or TWITE.
It's white.
Yeah, sadly, mostly gone now.
Oh, it's gone. So, like, what happened there and how does that connect
To the TAIDS.
to the TEESS? Yeah.
Well, okay, picture this. Thwaites Glacier, a massive frozen river, right, flowing into the ocean.
Okay.
And from that glacier, you have the TWIT and the TAIDS, like two arms stretching out.
Okay.
Both were anchored to an underwater ridge. Like, imagine a nail holding a board in place.
Right,
That
yeah.
nail, that's the pinning point. And around 2008, TWIT-IT lost its grip on that pinning point
Okay.
and pretty much disintegrated.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So this pinning point,
But
like,
crucial, yeah.
it seems like it's super important. And I mean, given what happened to the
Right,
Twitty,
right.
makes you wonder what's going to happen to the TEESS, because
Oh,
it's,
by the same pinning point.
yeah.
Yeah. So losing the TWIT-IT, well, it had this domino effect on the TESS. But here's the thing. The TEESS mainly broke apart from the surface.
Okay.
The TEESS, oh, it's facing a bit more of a complex threat.
So it's like a double whammy then.
Exactly. It's melting from below thanks to these warm ocean currents.
Oh.
And it's fracturing from above because of all this stress. A one-two punch.
That's not good. So, like, how did they even figure all this out with the satellites?
Yeah, so satellite data, it gives us this bird's eye view of the whole ice shelf. Right? So scientists can see how the ice flow is changing, how fast it's moving, where it's going, and how thick it is over time.
So, like, we can literally see it changing in front of our eyes.
It's like having snapshots over years showing us how dramatically it's transforming.
Okay, so what's the data saying? What does this transformation look like?
Well, the data is showing us that the TEESS is, well, it's acting erratically. Some parts are speeding up,
Yeah.
while others are slowing down. And even more concerning, the direction of the flow is actually changing in some areas.
Oh, wow.
Like imagine a river
Yeah.
suddenly deciding to split into two paths.
Right.
That's what's happening near the pinning point, and it's called flow divergence.
Okay.
And this, plus all the melting, is putting immense pressure on the shelf.
Okay. So this pinning point is kind of a big deal for the TEESS, right? Like,
Huge.
can you break down how it's both like helping and hurting the ice shelf at the same time?
It's a weird paradox, right?
Yeah.
On one hand, the pinning point's slowing down the collapse.
Okay.
Like it's the last button on a shirt holding on for dear life.
Right.
But it's also where the most stress is.
Yeah.
Imagine that area around the nail holding the board, right?
Yeah.
Where all the pressure builds up.
The first place it cracks.
Exactly. And that's called the shear zone.
Okay.
So the pinning point's holding the TEESS back, but it's also causing it to crack and weaken.
So we've got all this tension near the pinning point,
Yeah.
and then we also have the warm ocean water melting the underside of the ice shelf.
Right.
How does that work?
Imagine warm water like a blowtorch,
Yeah.
just slowly melting the underside of the ice shelf.
Oh no.
The researchers found these pathways where this warm water, called circumpolar deep water, or CDW, is creeping in,
Oh, wow.
like underwater rivers flowing right towards the ice.
So it's not just generally warmer,
It's
but
these focused channels
yeah.
doing the real
Oh,
damage.
that's no good.
And they're flowing in faster than expected, which makes everything even more precarious. Think of the grounding line, you know, where the ice shelf meets the ocean floor, like the beach of the ice shelf.
Yeah.
Well, they found tons of this warm water near the grounding line, which is causing a lot of melting and thinning there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, not good at all. And it's not just the grounding line they're worried about either.
Oh, really?
Another hot spot is that shear zone we talked about, the one around the pinning point.
Right, where it's already all stressed out.
Yeah, exactly. So you put it all together.
Yeah.
The warm water, the existing cracks.
It's like not looking good for the TEESS.
No, not really. It's like this this perfect storm, right? Weakening the ice shelf.
And it seems like it's happening faster than expected.
That's right. And that speed is what's so alarming. Because the faster those channels flow,
the faster everything melts.
Exactly. Makes you wonder about the Twisty, you know, the Western ice tongue.
Yeah. Did it maybe experience something similar?
Well, there is more and more research showing the ocean's role in the Twit's collapse.
Okay.
Some studies show that the currents were much faster under the Twit compared to the Teis.
Okay.
Like the Twit took the full force of the warm water.
And then just gave way.
And then, yeah, it was gone. Which is even more concerning given those high heat fluxes near the Teis pinning point.
Right. That's right where the warm water is.
Exactly. And that pinning point is, well, it's keeping the eastern ice shelf stable. For now.
But if it melts.
If it melts, the whole thing could go.
So the Twitsy could be like a warning sign?
Like a preview of what's to come?
For the Teis, yeah.
Yeah.
A cautionary tale.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It really shows how interconnected all these ice shelves are.
They all rely on each other?
Yeah. One goes down.
They could all go down.
It could trigger others to collapse, too.
We've been talking a lot about the melting from below.
Mm-hmm.
But what about all that fracturing from above?
Right. So think of the ice shelf like a big conveyor belt.
Okay.
Carrying packages. And then it hits the pinning point, right?
That's our blockage.
Right. That's our blockage in the conveyor belt. And all of a sudden, there's all this
pressure.
Pressure and tension.
Yeah.
Like when you stretch a rubber band too far.
And then it snaps.
That's what's happening with the Teis. The stress is literally causing it to crack.
And the satellite data can see all this happening.
Oh, yeah. It's showing these wild patterns of how the cracks are forming, especially in that shear zone. Upstream from the pinning point.
Right.
And that's where the ice is being pulled every which way.
So it makes sense that it's cracking there.
And get this, these bands of strain.
Yeah.
They line up perfectly with where those huge rifts are.
Oh.
It's like someone's stretching the ice shelf like taffy.
And it's just slowly pulling apart.
That's a great way to put it. And you know what? Losing the Twit T, that might actually be playing a role here too.
Oh, really?
Before it broke off, you see, it was connected to the Teis, like a brace.
Holding it together.
Right. But once the brace was gone, the Teis was free to move around.
So more stress.
More stress, more cracks.
This is like watching a train wreck in slow motion.
Kinda, yeah.
Mm.
But you know what? The interaction between the ocean, the ice, and the bedrock?
Yeah.
It's so complex.
It's hard to really know.
We don't know everything. We're still learning.
Okay, so we've been talking about the Thwaites. Eastern ice shelf.
The Teis.
The Teis and all the things that are kind of working against it. You know, the melting, the cracking, this pinning point.
The pinning point, yeah.
What does all this mean for the future?
That's the big question, right?
Yeah.
And, well, it's hard to say for sure.
Yeah.
It's not looking great. All the signs point towards things just getting worse.
Yeah. So earlier we were talking about those three scenarios, right?
Yeah, how the Teis could completely disintegrate.
Yeah, like the rifts connecting or a breakup in the shear zone or even detaching from the pinning point completely.
Right.
Do we know which one is the most likely?
It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
But based on what we're seeing now.
Yeah.
That first scenario where those big rifts connect.
Right.
That seems the most likely.
The one with the smaller cracks moving across.
Yeah, like a slow-motion earthquake ready to shatter everything.
Oh, wow.
If those connect to the larger rifts, well,
it's going to be bad.
It could be catastrophic.
And we're talking
an area of ice larger than many countries.
It's hard to imagine something that big just
disappearing.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. This is just one part of a much bigger problem.
Oh, right. The entire West Antarctic ice sheet.
Exactly. The whole ice sheet is vulnerable to climate change.
And the Teis collapses.
It could trigger other parts to collapse, too.
It's like we're on the edge of something huge.
We really are. We're seeing these monumental changes happening to our planet.
Is there anything we can do to, like, slow this down?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think the first step is understanding what's happening.
So the science?
Yeah, the science. The more we know, the better we can predict what's coming. And maybe even find ways to lessen the impact.
Knowledge is power.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And of course, we have to address the root of the problem, which is climate change.
Yeah. Reducing emissions.
Exactly. We need to slow down those warming trends if we want to save these ice shelves.
It really makes you think.
It does. Yeah.
We've been talking a lot about Antarctica today.
It's a fascinating but fragile place.
And it just shows how powerful nature is.
For sure.
Any last thoughts?
What happens in Antarctica? Well, it affects all of us. Whether it's rising sea levels or changes in ocean currents or even global weather patterns.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that we're all connected and what we do today matters for the future.
Well said. It's a call to action for all of us to be more informed about what's happening.
Absolutely.
And do our part to protect the planet.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
This has been a really eye-opening look at the teas.
It has.
Thank you so much for joining us and sharing your expertise.
My pleasure.
And to all of you listening, we encourage you to keep learning.
Keep exploring.
And asking questions about the world around you.
Stay curious.
Until next time, keep diving deep